This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores the Hippocratic Oath. And now here's Paige.
Do you spend a lot of time in the car? I've been using my long drive to work as a time for listening and learning. I've listened to Mysteries, A Tale of Two Cities, and lectures on the intellectual history of modern thought, the Civil War, and DNA. Recently, I heard a fascinating history of scientific medicine through biographies of the great doctors. The series began, naturally enough, with Hippocrates. Hippocrates is considered to be the father of modern medicine. His school developed the theory of health that emphasizes a proper balance of four bodily humors. If you have too much of one, you'll be either phlegmatic, melancholic, sanguine, or choleric. Hippocrates was a Greek physician in the 4th century BC. He is most widely known for the Hippocratic Oath. But, like his theory of the four humors, the oath is now considered passé, a relic of a bygone era that is irrelevant to modern medical practice. You might be surprised to know that medical schools no longer require their graduates to take the oath. Instead, many schools offer alternative professional oaths more in line with modern values and culture, with little resemblance to the original Hippocratic Oath. The oath outlined the duties of physicians to their gods, their teacher, and their patients. Students were expected to follow this strict ethical code to profess their commitment. This was the origin of medicine as a profession. The vow was a shining contrast to many of the accepted practices of Greco-Roman physicians. Later, this oath was adopted by Christian physicians and was accepted as the common code of ethics in Western medicine. Central to the Hippocratic Oath is the physician's pledge to use medicine to help the sick according to my ability and judgment, and to never use it to injure or wrong them. This statement offered a clear description of the goal of medicine, help the sick, and the role of a physician, do no harm. This vow became the primary principle every good physician was to follow. Physicians also vow to not give poison to anyone, though asked to do so, nor give a pessary to a woman to cause an abortion. You can detect the ban against euthanasia and abortion. Such participation would violate the proper role of a physician as a healer. This vow affirms the Hippocratic physician's commitment to preserve human life and avoid patient injury. What has happened to Hippocratic medicine? 3 states have authorized physician-assisted suicide. Doctors can prescribe lethal drugs for their terminally ill patients. Nearly 1 million elective abortions are performed each year by doctors who should profess to first do no harm. Christians adopted the Hippocratic Oath without the pagan gods because it was consistent with biblical values upholding the dignity of each human life. The Hippocratic Oath is as relevant today as it has ever been. There are simply some things that should never change, including the commitment of the physician to help, heal, and preserve human life. Now, learning that is worth the long drive to work.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.